The following talk was recorded at LibrePlanet 2021 Empowering Users, the annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. LibrePlanet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libreplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. LibrePlanet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their use of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take positions on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the grievance of all computer users, LibrePlanet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join or making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss, and for more information on LibrePlanet, you can visit libreplanet.org/conference.
Hey, I'm Victor, a privacy activist and web developer, and this is my lightning talk about reclaiming your privacy with free software. Let's get the most common fallacy out of the way, the nothing-to-hide argument. Proponents, such as Google and Facebook, want you to believe that if you have something to hide, you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. This is quoting the former Google CEO. It draws a connection between criminals' activities and protecting your natural privacy where there is none. We lock our doors. We seal our envelopes. We use strong passwords. We put up curtains covering our windows. We don't do this because we're secretly plotting a terrorist attack, but because we consider our personal activities, online conversations, and interactions as private. Whether that be having dinner at the table, playing video games, chatting about that new movie, and so on. None of these things are illegal by any means, but knowing this, we still keep those curtains on our windows. We still lock our doors. We still don't allow others to read our exchanges. We might not have something to hide, but we have everything to protect. We clearly have this strong desire for privacy when it comes to our personal life, so strong that even the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights and numerous constitutions had to include it. But then we move into a digital environment, browsing the internet, texting with friends, and so forth, and many of us just throw it all away. And I mean, who wouldn't want to? Who cares about targeted advertising? Aren't more appealing ads that might actually improve your life a good thing? The issue is the aggressive measures these companies take in order to get as much data about you as possible, using often questionable or even straight-up illegal practices. In their minds, the ends will always justify the means, which is why they're totally okay with reducing it down to a set of data points in an aggregated profile sold to the highest bidder. Computers have enabled us to scale our storage and processing capabilities to historically unmatched levels, but it also enables those corporations to abuse this power and record everything about you, and these records can be used to your disadvantage at any time, now or in the future. Privacy on the internet is experiencing a greater attack than ever before, and the big five, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon, are literally everywhere. Over 90% of all apps share data with at least one third party, such as Facebook or Google. Because users expect services to be gratis, programs embed Facebook and Google trackers to squeeze out as much revenue as they can. In the meantime, Big Brother can link those trackers and save your internet activity more detailed than you yourself could ever remember. And then there is mass surveillance. The NSA has become a global superpower, surveilling the moves of each and every person, only exposed by whistleblowers such as Edward Snowden, who has courageously risked his life, leaking confidential documents. Echelon monitors your communications. FinCEN retrieves financial records. XKeyscore taps into your private conversations, and Prism enables direct access into big tech databases. I kept the list superficial, and yet it is still crazy to hear about. A lot of NSA employees have access to it, and the data is being collected as a matter of policy, not as a result of a warrant and reasonable suspicion. Mass surveillance isn't keeping us more secure either. Numerous investigations have concluded that this bulk data collection has not helped in any terrorism cases at all. The FBI openly stated that the data is completely useless, and even the NSA itself is now admitting they've never stopped any attack. We are losing privacy to the government, and in the process we are falling under its control. Control which is being abused. The NSA's overreaching surveillance efforts, combined with developments in big data, dramatically shift the playing field in favor of those who can access information which is unavailable to the rest of us. These mass surveillance systems are the perfect dictatorship tool, being used to censor criticism, to curtail activism and oppression, to stop whistleblowers, journalists, and lawyers from free expression, etc. It has been shown countless times that only the perception of being surveilled alters our behavior. We become more complicit and less critical. We don't speak freely anymore. Consequently, if people lose their right to privacy, if they live under constant surveillance, or even the perceived threat of surveillance, then they have lost every other right they have. Can you trust your current administration? What about all future administrations? Our privacy depends on programs we can understand, audit, and review. Programs that are not only open, but also respect the user and are aware of these issues. Thankfully, we already have a safe harbor to escape from surveillance hell you already know, free software. It is a necessary precondition to liberate ourselves from the injustices of proprietary software, mass surveillance, and tracking. There are several websites that outline privacy-respecting alternatives to popular proprietary services some free software advocates still use. There's Signal as the better Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Snapchat. There's Firefox instead of Google Chrome, which has reached a dangerous market monopoly and is directly tied into Google's tracking. And there's DuckDuckGo to escape Google's search engine censorship. I encourage everyone to find alternatives to proprietary service as a software substitutes they are locked into. Regardless of what the hardliners want you to believe, privacy isn't an all or nothing. And something as simple as changing your default search engine or switching a browser can already dramatically improve your everyday privacy at the cost of very little convenience. Where you draw the convenience line is something you'll have to ask yourself. But by individually adopting privacy technologies, we help to protect everyone's privacy. So go ahead, join us in this fight against the giants. Use privacy-respecting free software.